Well, thank you all for coming today. I think this is a very timely issue. Today, I filed House Bill 1361, the Missouri Children's Product Safety Act, and the bill would enact safeguards to protect children from the growing number of dangerous toys and products. We've been bombarded with recalls of children's toys and products, which our children use daily. There have been more than 100 recalls of children's products this year alone, and the number is growing. And you may recall that in one recall from Mattel, it included over 9 million products. This holiday season, parents are worried about the safety of the toys and the gifts that they are buying. My bill would make product recalls mandatory and keep our children safe, not just during the holidays, but each and every day. House Bill 1361 was modeled on the Illinois Act and drafted with the help of Kids in Danger, which is a national not-for-profit dedicating to protecting children by improving product safety. The bill would prohibit the sale of all unsafe children's products and make product recalls mandatory in Missouri. It's a common sense solution to a very real problem. Many consumers aren't aware that product recalls, even when they're done at the federal level, are voluntary. Stores are legally required to remove the hazardous items. Stores are not legally required to remove the hazardous items from their shelves. So children are left at risk. Obviously, the federal government is not doing its job. I think that Missourians expect more from us, and they should. So this bill will fill in the holes in the system to protect families and children. Specifically, House Bill 1361 would increase corporate responsibility by requiring companies to remove dangerous products from the store shelves in a timely manner or be penalized up to $500 per day. It would also empower the Attorney General to investigate and prosecute violations and notify the public of safety recalls. So the Attorney General will be keeping a comprehensive list. When corporations abuse their power and defraud consumers, or when they produce shoddy products, the state must step in to defend Missourians and particularly children. And I believe House Bill 1361 is a good first step. And I'd be glad to take questions now about the specifics.
You have a bunch of toy stores around the state, so if there's a recall, does the state have enough manpower to make sure that the stores remove the items that you would require them to remove if this bill becomes law?
I think that the Attorney General, after the passage of this law, would be required to use whatever resources are available in that office to make sure that the recalls are being complied with.
Do you think you envision having to add FTEs, add employees to accomplish that?
No, I don't.
What authority does the Attorney General have right now to deal with this kind of thing? If we have a toy here which was purchased a week after the recall went into effect, why was that still on the store shelf?
Because under federal law, it's voluntary. They are not required to remove it from the shelves. And this law would require that within 5 days of the posting on this list maintained by the Attorney General, the retailer would have to remove it from the shelves.
Retailer as opposed to the manufacturer?
The manufacturer toys would have, one's five and one's, it's 5 days. Let me make sure. Sorry. It's within 3 days. If they're 3 days, it's 5 days for the manufacturer distributor, it's 3 days for the retailer.
Are these toys some that are unsafe?
Yes. The story is that this little door has this screw comes out. All of these have tainted with lead paint. The Barbie pooper scooper, it's not. We've already had a lovely discussion of this. It has this little magnet that can be swallowed. So all of them are recalled. But this was the toy that we found on the shelves in Jefferson City a week after the recall notice had been posted by the federal government.
What's wrong with that?
Lead paint. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you think of what the Attorney General's Office is currently doing, they've started a website that lists mm-hmm. product recalls on there.
I think it's a good first step, and I think that having a place where parents can go, both the Attorney General's site, and then there is www.recall.gov that's done by the federal government. I think both of those are fine to educate the public. But I believe we really do have to go beyond saying that it's voluntary to remove the products from the shelves. And that's what this bill would do, is require the product to be removed from the shelves.
Why is this a state issue and not lobby our representatives in Congress to get a national law under the Commerce Clause to where the same penalty exists mm-hmm. nationally?
Ideally, the federal government should be acting. If the federal government is going to keep a restricted role in enforcement, then I don't think the states have any choice but to step up and do the job.
As good as an idea as this may be, the challenge is going to be making sure the GOP leaders in the House and Senate don't overlook this and get focused on bigger issues. You know, mm-hmm. so many bills get forgotten right. about. How do you propose to make sure that this actually survives the 5 months coming up and makes it out?
I do have bipartisan support. I have some Republican co-sponsors, and my intention is to push as hard as I can to say to the Speaker that it needs to be assigned to committee, and then to push on that chair to say that this needs to be included.
Do you see any impediments to this passing? I mean, it seems to be a no-brainer if people who have kids would want their kids protected. But there's always something that comes up and says, oh, yeah, he's against this. And then they tell us why. Can you see any impediment or any possible impediment?
I don't know why anyone would oppose this bill.
You're a candidate for Attorney General. Why would the Republican leadership want to give you something to run on?
No matter who's the Attorney General, this bill needs to happen.